Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Now, Lady Shinyane is a total rock star, and I'll tell you why already. We were finishing the show the other evening at CliffCentral.com, and I walked into the other room, and I was speaking to Pashido, who you can now hear weekdays 6 to 9 on the Gareth Cliff Show. Naledi walked up to me, and she kind of just launched into all the stuff that she's doing, and I was just wildly blown away. I think you were here pre-recording an episode of the show with Rory and Andrew.
Yes.
Which they did this morning, and now it's completely slipped my mind what the show is called. What's the show called again? I know this. I can't believe I know this.
I keep wanting
to say Untapped Talent, which is C.S. Sangweni Finn's show. No, Rory and Andrew's show.
Frankly Speaking.
Yeah, there you go. Rockstar.
Frankly Speaking.
Yes. We won't tell them that I did that. You were pre-recording on their show for one of their podcasts that they were doing, and you just came up and you said, like, this is what I do, this is what I'm about, and it's wildly impressive. So give everyone that moment that you gave me. Who is Naledi Shinyane, and what are you all about, and what are you up to?
Hello, hello, everybody. So Naledi Shinyane is the name. Born and bred Johannesburg. Dad South African, mother Zambian. Fast forward to where I am currently in life. I'm a fresh graduate out of Vega. I studied a BBA in brand building and management. And in my third year, I started my clothing brand called Chiwana Original. And that was, you know, paying homage to my parents, my mom, who used to make clothes. Unfortunately, she's since passed on. And the brand was just about, you know, a mindset of striving for greatness and wanting to be the best person that you can possibly be in your life. And this year, I extended the brand further, and I started something called Chiwana Talks, where I mentor 5 girls under my wing, ages 16 through 21, and I give motivational talks. I started in March this year, and yeah, so far it's been going well. It's been really interesting. I've learned a lot about youth culture, you know, youth development, social development in South Africa, and just who we are as youngsters in South Africa and what we have to offer.
What's been most interesting to you in terms of what you've figured out about young people in South Africa?
I think we are, at this point in time, what I've picked up a lot is that we are a youth of the now. We want it, and we want it now, you know? And we'll do almost anything to get what it is that we want. And when I say anything, I mean in terms of hard work. I've kind of appreciated, you know, the hard work that young people put into what they do, you know. Looking at it from the outside, it looks very easy and it looks like it just falls into our laps, you know, but, you know, the hard work that goes into what it is that young people are doing, and, you know, the thought process behind all of that is really amazing. It really, really, really is.
Do you think that this is a great time to be young in South Africa?
I really think it is. I really think
why is it for you specifically? Why are you so excited to be sitting here right now in 2016, Lady?
There are a lot of things and a lot of opportunities that are arising for us to grab with both hands. Me specifically, I think, you know, there's been a lot of things from, you know, my childhood that I'd always say to myself, you know, one day I'll get that done, one day I'll get that done. And the only reason why I thought I couldn't start it then was because, you know, I thought I didn't have money to start what it is that I wanted to do. I didn't know enough, you know, and I didn't think people would listen to what it is that I wanted to do until I actually, you know, went to a school that changed my mindset, and that kind of showed me that it's actually through design thinking and processes and conceptualizing things that's where the root of it starts. You start with that, and then you start to unpack and unpeel, and, you know, that's how the journey starts. So I think ever since I started, you know, on my journey to where it is that I'm going, you know, I just want to keep going. I feel like I'm running, and I'll just never stop.
I dig it. Where do you think you draw all this inspiration from? You know, because sometimes, like, even I get overwhelmed. I'm actually overwhelmed a hell of a lot of the time at all the opportunity and everything. And everyone speaks about opportunity and everything. But sometimes what people don't speak about is, like, actually making that happen and channeling that and not being overwhelmed by that and actually kind of knowing where to start. Because you look, and some, you know, what's cool is that you see opportunity. There's still some people in the world that don't see opportunity. I don't understand how that's happening. But there are people who don't. But for those that do, it is in such abundance that I'm sometimes overwhelmed by it. Do you ever get overwhelmed by it?
I do. And I think every day, and I have to kind of sit down and tell myself, okay, you know, start with this one and see it through, you know, finish it and then start with the next one. But I think what's helped me as well is learning how to ask for help and talk to people and knowing, you know, which people to go to. And then by doing that, you start building networks and then you kind of know which one to tap into for the kind of thing that you want to work on or what it is that you want to start, you know, just talking and asking for help and getting advice, you know, because once you get advice from people that have been doing it for a while, that kind of takes the pressure off.
I envy women so much for that easier ability to ask for advice.
Yes.
I think dudes, we don't want to ask for advice.
Why?
We land up doing such dumb things.
Why?
Like, I speak for myself sometimes. I don't like asking for help because to me it's like a sign of weakness. It's like a man thing. It's like So how do I get better at asking for help or asking for advice or delegating things and not just keeping everything as, you know, something that I want to get done in my own space and at my own time?
I think for me, it package it as this is my vision and this is where I see myself going, or this is, you know, how I see the bigger picture, you know, so lay it out as that and just say, this is the piece that I'm sort of struggling with, you know, and come with suggestions and kind of say, do you think maybe this is how I could piece it together? What would your advice be? So, you know, come kind of with a solution-based query, if I could put it that way. Do you know what I mean? Because in that way, then you start brainstorming with people and then it's ideas start popping up. So it's not just, I need help, I don't know what to do, because the next person I don't think can help you, because what information are you giving them to work with? Do you know what I mean? So I feel come with the information and try and package it such that you can unpack so that you can rebuild. So if it means taking this block away and rather putting it on the left side than rather than on the right, you know what I mean? So you build it and you structure it with the people that you're asking for help, you know, so it's not just out of the air.
Let's talk about Chuana Original for a second and the journey thus far. Mm-hmm. How did it start? How is it evolving? How did it go from fashion to mentoring?
Okay, so Chuana Original, I will try and cut a long story short. So my mother used to make clothes. And as a result, she made her own wedding dress. I think that was just amazing. And when she married my dad, she moved from Zambia and she, you know, settled here in Johannesburg. And she had her own clothing base in Bromfontein. And she had three people working for her. And when she got ill and went back to Zambia in 95, there was a place where she used to buy her materials, which is the Oriental Plaza of the North in Sunning Hill, I think it is. And she didn't go back to fetch her labels. She used to sew her labels on. Her company's name was Tucci's. So when she went back home, she didn't pick up her labels. So I was then initially raised by my paternal grandparents. My grandmother still likes getting her clothes made. So in 2012, we walked into the same shop where my mom used to buy her clothing material. And the Indian lady in the shop, when she saw me, she kind of like jumped and was like, "Oh my gosh, you're back." And I'm like, "Who's back?" And my grandmother's like, "Wait, remember she was pregnant? This is the kid. She's not here anymore." And she was like, "What?" And she started crying. She's like, "Wait, I've got something for you." She pulled out a box that had apostrophe 95 on it, and she took out my mother's labels. So in my head, I'm like, "Those are my mom's labels. What are you doing with them?" She's like, "She didn't come back to fetch them." So she gave them to me and she's like, "Can you sew?" So I'm like, "No." She's like, "Do you like fashion?" And I'm like, "Yes." She's like, "Please do something with these." So I kept them and I'm like, "Okay, I need to pay homage. But in paying homage, it needs to mean something to me and I need to plant a seed in other people." So in third year, I was like, "Okay, let me start kind of with, you know, simple kind of cool clothing. So t-shirts, you know, your sweaters and hoodies, you know." And I wanted to get the name out there. So the name Chuana, I'm Tswana, so the name is actually Tswana, right? So that was what the language was called initially in the 14th century. And when the big migration happened and the Tswana settled in Southern Africa, then became Setswana, you know? So for me, I was just like, okay, Tswana means something to me because, you know, heritage means a lot to me. And my mom's name was Chumba, so the CH is quite, it repeats itself a lot in my life. So that's how the name came about and the style of clothing, because I'm like, I can't really draw, I can't really design, but let me make a style of clothing that would kind of resonate with, you know, my peers at the time, because I was still in school, varsity, you know, so we just had simple clothing at the time, you know, you wear leggings or t-shirts or whatever when you go to school. So that's how that came about. And it just grew and developed. And I think it was more a mindset that I pushed of Chu wanna be great, Chu wanna be the best. So there was a play on words as well with the Chu, you, Anna, wanna, Chuana, you know? Chiwana Talks, I finally got the courage to start because last year I was recruited to be a mentor for the SAB, Be the Mentor.
Mm.
And that's where I saw that actually I can do this thing. I can do it for myself. Let me do it through my brand, you know, because my brand, you know, shares the same ideologies, you know, kind of be the best person that you can be the mentor that you never had, plant a seed of hope in the next person. But I'm like, let me try and do that, you know, specifically for females, because I feel like girls sometimes make excuses not to shine, and I really want them to also just thrive and be the best that they can be. So I started Chiwana Talks, you know, I got help, I started speaking to my previous lecturers, trying to just conceptualize the whole program, and I launched it in March this year, on the 5th of March, and yeah, so I've got 5 girls, and that's basically how I then extended the brand from Chiwana Original now to Chiwana Talks.
And what do you get out of mentoring people that surprised you?
I realized that I sold myself short for a very long time in terms of the knowledge that I had, but I didn't really know I had, that I could pass on to the next person. You know, I feel like I withdrew that knowledge from myself, and I think in a way stunted my own growth at a specific point in time in my life. But once I started working with these girls, I saw that actually, you know, you can also apply the same kind of advice in your own life and kind of practice what you preach, you know? So for me, that's basically the biggest thing through mentoring. I'm learning how to practice what I preach.
Learning how to practice what you preach. It's a powerful statement. When you think of what your human experience is about, I mean, are you paying very specific thought to what it is that you think you're here to do?
I'm trying to. I haven't quite figured that one out, but I always say to people, I feel like I'm an instrument that's being used for something. I'm not sure what, but I can feel it. Like I'm being used to do something. My purpose is manifesting itself slowly here on Earth, you know. And I really feel, I'm excited to see what the outcome is, because I feel that whatever it is that I'm here to do is really, it's starting to show itself, you know.
Tell me about tapping into conversations around one's purpose and that, and tapping into them productively and in a way that is not, you know, overwhelming, but in a way that is going to help you uncover what it is that you're here to do.
I think with that, it would be starting with the self. You know, I had to kind of really take it back to who I am, my personal brand. You know, who am I, what do I do, and why do I matter? 3 very vital questions that I think as human beings we need to answer, you know, before you can do anything in life. And those are the 3 questions I also posed to my girls. Who are you, what do you do, and why do you matter? And if you can answer those questions, I think those are the root, then you can sort of then from there start to unpack, you know, your purpose, because who you are then feeds into what you do, because who you are then your interests stem from that, you know, and what you do, you're living that out. And why you matter, that's basically your self-vision or vision of yourself. Do you know what I mean? How you perceive yourself and why you matter. I don't think many can answer that. You know, I struggle with that, you know, but I think I matter because at this point in time, I'm trying to plant a seed of hope in the next person, you know, and I'm trying to do good and just be a good person.
It's a great framework. Who am I? What do I do? Why do I matter? Mm-hmm. You've answered the why do I matter. What do you do? We've also spoken about. Mm-hmm. Let's wrap it up with this. In a nutshell, who are you, Naledi Shunyane?
Naledi Shunyane is a star. My name means star, so that's who I am. I'm a star.
Dig it so much. What a rock star. You already are. I told you in the beginning of this she was a rock star. She came up to me the other night and she's telling me everything she's doing, and I'm thinking like, oh my word, I'm underachieving here, like levels. But it's been so cool having you stop by. I know that you're active on social media, so if we want to keep up with the journey of this rising star, how do we keep up?
Twitter, IRLedi, so that's IARELEDII. Instagram, Naledi Shunyane. That's how you can keep up with me with my brand. It's Chiwana Original on Instagram, and on Twitter, Chiwana_OG.
Very, very cool. The founder of Chuana Original there, Naledi Shunyane, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.